when the weather turns cold in Utah, many of us start dreaming of warmer weather, say, for instance, a sunny beach somewhere in the Pacific. Escaping to Hawaii sounds really right. That's nice right now, doesn't it? Well, it feels great until you look at the forecast, heavy snowfalls hitting the highest peaks on the Big Island's volcanoes. The National Weather Service is calling for, ready, 20 to 30 inches of snow above 11,000 feet in Hawaii. In other words, about as much snow as parts of the Wasatch Mountains received last weekend. And our executive producer, Dave Cawley, is actually hopping on a plane tonight, heading over to the Big Island for an ill-timed vacation. He's with me live now. Are you bringing a coat?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. It's not normal that you would think, I'm going to need my down jacket and my raincoat. Well, the raincoat may be for Hawaii, right? You expect
sure,
a lot of rain.
I experienced
but
that,
this is crazy. I was just looking at the forecast. 100% chance of rain today, 90% tomorrow, 80%, 100% on Monday. You're talking about an inch and a half on these days. If you think about it, that's about as much as Salt Lake City International Airport normally gets in a month each day.
So it's a deluge.
Yeah.
Okay.
So I'm going to be, you know, I'm supposed to be riding a boat out to look at the lava and all this. I think it's probably going to be more like I'm going to sit in the hotel room and look at the raging ocean outside the window here.
Shivering in a cold rainstorm. Can you go up to 11,000 feet and enjoy the snow? It feels like home, right?
I don't think so. Not in a rental car unless you want to. And I don't know if AAA will come bail you out if you say, hey, I'm up on the side of a volcano in a hurricane. Can you come get me out?
It's a good question. Do they have snow tires and chains anywhere in Hawaii?
I kind of doubt it, personally. I'm loath to ask the question when I pick up the rental car. But, you know, I've been sitting here feeling bad about myself all day, and this word keeps coming into my head. I don't know if you know what it means. Schadenfreude?
Yeah, kind of. It's like
taking pleasure in
other people's
misfortune.
Pain. That perfectly describes everyone in the newsroom thinking about your vacation.
Exactly right.
Have a very safe trip.
Thank you, Jeff.
We'll see you on the other side. Don't catch a cold, all right?